Welcome back to the Zcash podcast. It is January 14th, 2026, and we are reviewing the metrics for what appears to have been an exceptionally high volume day on the Zcash network. Trinity, let's dive into the data straight away.
Neo, it certainly looks active. The total Zcash transferred crossed 500,000 Zcash today, significantly up from the 398,000 Zcash we saw yesterday. That translates to over $203 million in value moved. What immediately jumps out to you as the primary driver of this substantial increase in throughput?
The throughput increase is intrinsically linked to heightened large value activity. If we look at the transaction size categorization, the whale category, those massive volume transactions, jumped from 684 yesterday to 863 today. That's a 26% surge in the largest transactions driving the liquidity flow. This means institutional or high net worth users are highly active, facilitating that 500,000 Zcash transfer figure. Furthermore, the number of unique active addresses supporting this volume increased substantially, rising from 4,649 to 6,260. The network is busier across the board.
High volume and more unique users are generally positive indicators of health, but high activity often coincides with network stress or anomalies. Did we see anything concerning in the fee market given this volume surge?
We did, and this is where the major technical anomaly lies for today. While the median transaction fee remained stable and normal at 4 cents, the average transaction fee spiked violently to over $1,453. This is an immediate red flag.
$1,453 for an average fee? That's staggering. What is driving that distortion?
It's being driven entirely by an extreme outlier event, or perhaps multiple events. Our maximum recorded transaction fee for the day hit $2,252,886.50. Yesterday, that maximum was around $1.2 million, which was already an anomaly, but today's is unprecedented. This is not organic network congestion or user behavior. It suggests either an ongoing, highly unusual stress test, a massive input error by a high-value sender, or someone paying an extraordinary amount for instantaneous high-priority inclusion. This anomaly heavily distorts the picture of network economics and must be factored out when assessing true congestion.
So, high usage is offset by highly anomalous pricing data. Let's pivot to the core mandate of Zcash, privacy. How did the shielding dynamic perform under this high-volume environment?
The privacy metrics show a mixed picture, Trinity. On one hand, usage is up. The absolute count of shielded transactions rose strongly from 178 yesterday to 235 today. This indicates more users are actively utilizing the shielded pool for transfers, which is a key measure of adoption.
That sounds positive, but I'm noticing the net flow figure looks quite negative.
Precisely. Despite that increase in shielded transaction count, the net privacy flow for the day was significantly negative, registering at a net outflow of negative 2,396 Zcash. We saw 2,208 Zcash shielded, but 4,605 Zcash was deshielded, moving from shielded addresses back to transparent addresses.
So, although more individual transactions are using the shielded pool, the value moving out of the pool far exceeded the value entering it. Does this suggest short-term liquidity movements or preparation for some external transparent activity?
It certainly suggests significant deshielding pressure. When we look at the median absolute shielded value delta, which gives us a sense of the typical transaction size volatility in the pool, it remained low, around 4 Zcash. However, the mean delta jumped to almost 29 Zcash, indicating that the outflow was dominated by fewer but much larger deshielding events. It's possible these are the same whales we identified in the throughput metrics, preparing funds for exchange interaction or other transparent operations, thereby driving that strong negative net flow.
So, to summarize the 24 hours ending January 14th, we saw substantial growth in network participation and whale activity, driving total Zcash transferred up over